lean forward slightly, look straight at the speaker, and listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Oh, fuck, I'm not doing so great. Never mind, I'm actually doing great. Ha, I tricked you all.
We're chilling, dude.
All right, everybody's
having a good time.
That is definitely what's happening because we managed to fix Jared's shit. All he needed was just one magic 24-karat gold-plated Y adapter.
So you're saying those gold-plated things
and
actually
a new
do something?
Laptop.
They definitely do something. All that gold was not for waste. And yeah, okay. Jared, what handicapped kid did you have to steal that laptop from?
What? No. Anyways, so how's the weather been for you guys? I don't know about you, but it was raining today.
Oh, man. I did not notice the rain because I was inside.
I was going to say, did you go outside at all today?
You know, I did, but it wasn't for very long. It was not long enough.
Was it just to walk to your car?
Yeah. You nailed it.
I have a little bit of sun, so that was okay.
Yeah. Totally fine.
It was cloudy all day. Yeah. And kind of misty. But not,
I missed last week.
But not like rain.
Here, was that enough to cover up Jared's crimes?
Yes.
All right,
yeah,
we did
it. Good. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Hey, no problem whatsoever.
But hypothetically, if you were to take a laptop from a handicapped kid, no, I'm just kidding.
It would
drop
go
right in the back of the wheelchair.
Perfect. Every handicapped kid has a wheelchair that they just don't know about yet. They just haven't picked it up from the handicap office.
Yeah, come stand like, oh, you got a handicap? Here, please fill out this form and take your wheelchair.
Never.
That's how they get
sir,
the little thing to hang
I'm
on
deaf.
The rearview mirror.
I've never even, let me see. I was about to say I've never used a wheelchair, which is incorrect. I have used a wheelchair. There was once an exhibit about, I assume, disabled people, but all I remember was the wheelchairs that you could wheel all around an exhibit inside of OMSI.
I was going to say, were you in the wheelchair because you needed it, or just because you're like, ooh, this looks
fun?
No, it was just it was just available, and I was like, hey, why the hell should I not have a wheelchair?
I've been in a wheelchair, and it sucks.
Yeah, you
did you know you can pop a wheelie in a wheelchair?
Yeah, but you're right at everyone's butt level, so all you smell is like farts.
Oh god.
No one thinks well, about this.
Because I've been farting sometimes, so you gotta watch.
Wheelchairs
out.
Are meant to pop wheelies in because they even got like the wheelie bars on the back to keep you from going too far up, like on a drag racer.
See?
You know how they have those little wheels on the back to keep you from flipping over the top?
Yeah, I have it from high authority that Kirstie could pop a mean wheelie back in the day. but those days are behind her, you see. Not
time has tempered her.
She's retired. It was a good run while
once
it lasted.
Once you hit 30, you kind of have to stop popping wheelies.
No, you don't. I refuse.
We'll get you back on that saddle sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, we need wheelie popping Kirstie for this crazy quarantine
she's
that we're
lit.
Going through right now. She's lit, dude.
Yeah, that could be your new talent you could come out of all this with. Just how to pop wheelies on a wheelchair. A wheelchair stunt woman.
Dude, people are getting fucking weird with the quarantine. I'm not liking it. Like I'm fine with it. Everything's working good for me, but I don't like what I'm noticing most about people that are coming back from work after being gone for a long time, they just wanna talk to somebody. And it just seems to be me, and the only way I could do it is while wearing a face mask so they can't see how bored I am.
I got a good story for you. So my brother, Bo, right? Mm-hmm. So he lives about an hour away from me, and I make the trip up to his place at least once a week. But he doesn't really have like any close friends near where he lives. So
what
I thought you were
going to
say at all.
Or just in general. Anyway, but so So anyways, whenever we link up and go hang out, it's a good time. But the issue is, since the only people or the only person he ever really talks to regularly is his wife and his 2-year-old daughter. So we go out in public and he wants to have a conversation with everybody.
Oh, man.
He'll sit there and just like start chatting up the person like taking our ticket at the movie theater. I'm like, hey, you can just ignore him. You know that, right?
That guy's not even a person, really. He's just a skin-fleshed robot.
Not to Beau. He's a new friend.
What a poor guy. Man, that's...
Yeah, I feel bad for him, but at the same time, like, I just have to rein him in and be like, hey, listen, we don't need to talk to everybody. But he doesn't see it that way. Not even a little bit.
Is Beau...
honestly, my social life hasn't really changed at all, so I haven't really minded.
Is Beau unable to work?
Oh, no, he works just fine.
Okay, but so his place of business isn't shut down or anything?
No, he's a lineman, so essential workers and whatnot.
It's lineman. He's the guy who draws all of the lines on the road, right?
Yeah, that's him.
And around murder bodies and you know, all those other things. Anytime you need a line drawn, he's your guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a dead body. There's a line.
There's the couples that split the house down the middle. There's the line.
Oh, yeah.
There's a crowd at Wells Fargo. Boom, forming a line.
Line.
You open up the back of his car, and it's filled up with nothing but tape measures and measuring squares.
Spray paint.
Parents say you cross the line. He comes in and draws like a little red line across the in between them.
You know what's really cool? That one of the best line drawing devices out there are those chalk strings that you use for.
Dude, those things are amazing.
They're fun. I like them.
They're nice. Yeah.
They're messy, but they're fun.
They're basically on the same level as using a laser to measure things.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's basically what they did use before lasers.
We need to put
lasers after we have lasers.
We thought lasers were going to change a lot more things, and they did in ways that we don't really notice, but I need lasers to change more things. I feel like it's not enough.
Once we realized we couldn't actually kill anybody with them, we kind of gave up. We're just like, whatever.
Not yet.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're working on it, but I mean, progress has been slow, and therefore I'm not interested in lasers.
It's the battery technology, not the laser technology. You can build lasers that will literally just evaporate somebody. You just need an ungodly amount of power in order to do it.
Yeah, you need one of those room-sized batteries.
Therefore, lasers, dumb.
No, you can't just immediately say lasers are dumb. That's, whoa.
Until they can vaporize somebody from a freaking several kilometers away, I don't want one.
Wasn't Andrew on a boat that had one of those experimental laser cannons on it, or would he...
Wasn't it like a railgun? Or supposedly he said, I don't know, I kind of take everything he says with a little bit of a grain of salt, but I'm just kidding.
He was on a boat with a mystical gun that when you shoot it, it turns your enemies into a pile of marshmallows. That's a ship I want to be on.
Yeah, that's the ship I want to be on. If Iran tries like rolling up like, hey, surrender, and just like literally turn them into a burnt marshmallow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that ship was called the Good Ship Lollipop.
I was going to say the SS Stay Puffed.
Ooh, that'd be good too.
Although that's trademarked, so.
The SS Stay Puffed?
It is trademarked, but let's infringe on that trademark for just a moment and imagine the terrifying scenario of the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters come back to life, but with his own boat that is proportionately sized to his body.
That is
I was
going to
say, like,
boat.
An old-timey, like, Drakkar, like an old Viking ship, but instead of, like, the big dragon head on the front, it's just the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So you see just, like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man instead of a mermaid just on this boat coming towards you, turning everything into marshmallows.
Hell yeah. Is the boat still made out of marshmallows, or is it standard Viking?
I mean, probably, but it can
so
be what
very
it needs
flammable.
To be. So are boats.
So are boats. I can't argue that even a little bit.
Just make it out of... Don't fuck around with a boat that catches on fire. Just make it out of concrete, which is completely possible, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You make just about anything float if you have enough surface displacement.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they have iron ships, you can definitely make concrete ships.
Yeah.
It's not that far removed. Like, people think you're crazy when you say a bow made out of concrete. You're nuts. But yeah, duh. The iron ships. It's the same thing as, like, what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold? It's the same trick that they're falling for.
Right.
Yeah, a pound of gold, because it's weighed, the actual ounces are weighed differently.
Well, okay. The scale is using just we're not using troy ounces. We're not using the kilogram. We're using fucking pounds as we goddamn pounds as we've always fucking known them.
Okay, then yeah, probably the gold.
You know, I have the ability to kick you out of this episode, and my mouse has hovered over that little button.
Should I mute myself just for like a little bit?
Yeah, put yourself in the corner as punishment.
Your Adderall
That's
kicks
fine.
In.
He actually did mute himself. Jared, you don't have to do this. Now I feel bad. Oh, God. Yeah, definitely mute yourself if you're going to cry like this. God. This is not a show for crybabies, you know? Whoa. Just do a quick Coke rail and everything's fine.
All right, I'm ready. Let's
was
go.
Was it a Coke rail, or did like the girl come out of the TV and now, you know, this is the start of the ring?
Oh, shit. That could be that, too.
That's definitely not that. I was watching Community. Hey, I'm halfway through season 5 now.
Dude, yeah, Jared is blazing through that show.
I would say, is this all this in like a week or what?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I really like it.
It's easy to get through character? Because once you get past season 3, the episodes only have 13 episodes.
Do you have a favorite character?
My favorite character by far is Jeff, because he's me. You know, that's how I live my life.
Nuh-uh.
You got almost the same hair as him.
Yeah, and I'm only like a foot shorter, so that's okay. We're both obviously just in fantastic physical shape. And I'm really, really funny and sarcastic all the time. It's got to be me.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. Dude, I love Troy. I really do.
Yes.
Not because he's Gambino, although that helps a little bit.
It does help.
You're going to rewatch it later, and you are going to have, what's going to happen to you is going to be what's happened to me, where you find a deeper appreciation for Pierce.
For Pierce?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Dude, he's always been like the antagonist for everything, so at first it's kind of like, what the hell is this guy's problem? But then, yeah, I mean, now he's, spoiler alert, everybody's watched this, right? Just not me?
Nope, I've never watched any of it.
What?
What?
I think I've watched an episode at Renee's house, that's it.
All right, well, you have the time now, so do it.
Really? I have time? Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't realize.
All that time between work and watching your baby.
Right?
Yeah, you ain't got shit else going on, so start watching.
You can watch it 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah, that works. Or, you know, get up at 5 in the morning.
Just get up at 4.
Yeah, duh. Just get up at 4 now.
Well, at this rate, why sleep?
Why don't even sleep? Just watch Community.
Who needs fucking sleep? Come on.
Don't do it.
Tweakers don't, so
see?
Why not me?
I'm
yeah,
sure
right?
somebody
tweakers
in
are also
apartment...
invincible.
I'm sure somebody in your apartment complex can sell you some.
I mean, I probably could find somebody within a 5-mile radius of our house.
Just it's walk so... around, like, hey, you got any meth?
Yeah, how does one even find meth anymore? Like back in the, like even in the past, would you just mumble at a street corner, "You got meth," and then if they look at you weird, you just turn around and ask the next guy? There was no Craigslist for
Scandia.
Meth.
I think you have to know somebody who knows somebody, and that's just the way it's always gone. But at the same time, like, who was the first somebody who knew somebody?
I've been
somebody
asked if I had drugs before. Like,
really?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
How did it go?
I said nope, and that was
because
in.
You didn't want to share, or because you didn't?
Because I didn't have any.
Okay.
No, yeah, I didn't want to share my drugs. My cocaine
well,
only.
Perfectly understandable.
I was in New
That's
York
fair.
At the time, so, you know.
Because, yeah, it'd be like New York sometimes.
Just chugging on the drugs.
So, did it happen exactly how I pictured it? Was you're just standing on a street corner and a guy
no,
comes
No, we
up.
Were in a we were in the McKittrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... I wouldn't have expected that kind of talk there. I thought
that
was a
booze-only
establishment.
I think they were just asking everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Like, anybody came by and they were just like, "You got any drugs?"
And not even a specific drug. They just say,
drugs.
Anything you can get your hand. That's a true junkie.
I got some Dreamers, Screamers, Laffy Boys, some Johnnies.
I got this whole
no,
jar
just give me a whole marijuana.
I got one whole marijuana.
I got three pots on me.
Only three.
How many pots does it take to equal one marijuana?
Four.
Oh, wow.
Four Whoa. Pots to a marijuana.
It's a pretty easy conversion factor once you remember it.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, but that's a pretty steep ratio, though. Somebody's getting stiffed out there.
Well, I mean, and pots aren't very big.
Four
so.
Marijuanas to one whole weed.
There's a lot of levels to this. It's...
Damn this it. Is like the whole milk subdivision between like gallon, half gallon, pint, quart,
yep.
cup.
But yeah, you okay. got four. So you got 16 pots per weed.
Yep.
Did we discover one time that a buttload was a real measurement?
Wouldn't
I think it was a
me.
Boatload. Mm. Renee, you're the guy with the Google. Do the same.
I'm doing it right now. Buttload. Well, it's in the dictionary as a large number or amount, but not really a
specific
I
amount.
I need specifics.
Oh. It is 126 gallons.
You found 100 something?
126 gallons, basically, it is, a butt is a traditional unit of measure for wines and other alcoholic beverages.
That's
butt
right.
is generally defined as two hogsheads, but the size of hogsheads varies based according to the contents. In the United States, a hogshead is typically 63 gallons, and a butt is 126 gallons. So, a full butt, or a butt load, is 126 gallons.
And I'm finding weird information here. Like, are you on Wiktionary?
No, I'm just on Google, and I just read aloud
Renee,
the first
that sounds
result.
That's
so,
not real. No, Wiktionary is real. Wiktionary.org/wiki/buttload. That's where I am.
Oh yeah, I just pulled that
up.
And I'm seeing one here for, let's see, containing regional English measure of capacity containing six seams or 48 bushels. Equivalent to 384 gallons. So this is all over the map. We're
How
never
going to How many bushels
know.
To a peck?
Seven.
Four pecks to a bushel, 8 gallons to a bushel, or 32 quarts.
This is so
That's
fucking
too much.
Stupid.
So.
Oh, related terms. Ass load. Let's
yes.
see.
That's
an amount.
Just like your. There's like this website. It's not real.
An amount carried by an ass or donkey. So anything. It just
okay.
has to be pulled by donkey, I guess.
Okay.
So it's one Clint Eastwood in 1964.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not far off at all.
Because his mule doesn't like when people laugh at him.
Hey, Drew, how close are you to the mic? Just curious.
A hand's width.
Not close enough.
Thumb.
Okay. I don't know. Just seems quiet. I'll fix it in post. I am not too concerned.
Okay. Well, I stuck it a little closer. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit.
Okay. I just tipped it up slightly, too. So that helps.
Okay. I got to say.
I changed my mind. Chang is my favorite character.
Whoa.
Nice.
Like that one point, he's like talking to that one girl. And I forget exactly what happened, but she's like, yeah, you know, I'd love to work with you. He's like, awesome, I'll go get Chang. And then he just like stares at her for like five whole seconds.
Why don't I go get Chang? And you can tell him that yourself. He just transformed into a completely different guy then.
Yeah, no, that... dude, I was fucking crying. Yeah, I love Chang. Chang's great.
You know that dude's a real doctor?
Yep, Ken Jeong.
Yeah. He's,
I think he keeps his. I'm pretty sure he keeps his medical license open, or he renews it every year, or however often you're supposed to renew it. I think I saw an interview with him one time, and he said just in case acting doesn't work, he wants to have something to fall back on, which is his medical career.
That's crazy.
Which I well, like, oh, you know what? Maybe he's kind of a bad guy, because you know what he's doing right now? He's doing a podcast with some of the cast members of Community, but. Doesn't the medical community kind of need him right now? Shouldn't you be helping out with all this whole thing? Or does being a pediatrician not really merit you going to the front lines? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's a pediatrician?
That's what I remember him being. He's either like a pediatrician or like a child psychologist or some BS.
No, I think he's like a medical doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, he is a medical doctor. Anyways, but, oh shit, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I just remembered the interview I saw with him on it. But he was talking about one time him and a bunch of his doctor friends went to Vegas for like some medical conference or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, hey, we got to go to the strip club. And then everybody's like, hell yeah. So they roll up to the strip club and they're just like hanging out, having a good time. And then one of them mentioned that was like, oh yeah. And then we're all doctors. And then pretty soon they have girls lined up to talk to them about just like different things that they have going on with their bodies. They're like showing them rashes and shit. And they're just like, oh yeah, for sure. That's whatever it is. Do this and you'll be fine.
That's funny.
So they hogged all the girls all night just to give them free medical advice.
That's kind of cool though.
Yeah. No, I thought that was awesome.
Nice to do, but that's just like, that'd be like if I'm talking to someone in a bar at when I'm off work and they discover I'm in IT and they're like, can you look at this thing on my phone? It turns off when I do this. That's just roping me back into my job.
But if you got laid off of it.
Then yeah, what if you get laid, man? You gotta go for that.
Counts as payment, I suppose.
Gotta
yeah.
Go. Do it.
Fair enough.
It's called the barter system.
Yeah, exchange time for flesh. That's okay.
I would say goods for services, but
it's
called prostitution.
That's a bit nicer.
I mean,
it's the world's oldest profession.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, who's the? Am I the prostitute?
Yes, you are.
I mean, yes. You're selling yourself, so kind of.
Okay. Yep. Can't refute that at all. Not that it's actually happened. I can definitely 100% say that I have never exchanged technology services for sexual services. It's never occurred.
Have you exchanged it for other services?
I'm positive. Okay. Other services. Technology.
Have you exchanged other things for sexual services either?
Oh, no. Not that way.
Okay.
No. I'm thinking the other direction where, let's see, computer things. I've gotten booze for fixing people's computers before. That was awesome.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's like, that's like bringing over a 12-pack for a guy that's fixing your car or something. That's just classic.
Yeah, exactly. Move. Except instead of a 12-pack, it was a whole bottle of Jim Beam, so I think the guy might have overpaid, but I sure wasn't complaining.
Yeah. Right? You only bring it up if they underpay. You never you never pay attention if they overcharge you.
Yeah, everyone, send me your broken computers. Just note that if it's an HP, there is an automatic 20% surcharge.
Of more.
Of just more, whatever. Yeah. Because fuck HP. They are a very rude company. That's all I'll say. It means what did I discover it was for? Huge pain in the ass. That's the abbreviation. Let me see.
Anyways.
Booze, coffee. What's everyone got?
I got a beer.
Jared is teetotaling, I think.
No, I have a Coke Zero. I'm just high on life right now.
That's not a... okay. You're really chugging that aspartame, huh?
Beautiful.
They got aspartame
and
Coke Zero?
Stop me.
I got sweet H2O.
I think so.
Let's take a look at the ingredients.
Yes, and
cancer.
Read them in order.
Right there. It's the
cancer.
One, two... Yeah, it's
in the top 10, right?
Jared, how many fingers is it?
It's number 3. No, it's number 3 on the list. You got carbonated water, caramel color, phosphic acid, and then aspartame.
Gross.
This is our tax dollars hard at work, buddy, people. This is what the Army taught him.
It's beautiful.
Aren't you glad to be out?
Dude, every day.
Because they didn't
every
have Coke Zero
so
in the
glad.
Army, did they?
Really?
What? They totally did.
Pepsi. No.
Get the fuck out of here.
The Army is a Pepsi institution. Oh, fuck. That's really bad.
Hey, they underpinned and they got the contract. It's all back to when they were like the 6th largest Navy.
Yeah, just put the cocaine back in it and then we could be the most effective.
Was there cocaine in the Army
in the
at some point?
Dude, there's cocaine in the Army today.
Oh, I didn't
Colombian
know.
Marching powder.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying this is me. This is not me. I promise you. This is a guy I know. But him and his buddies railed cocaine regularly.
It's not you.
It's not me. I actually, when I was getting out, I had a dude tell me, he's like, hey, man, as soon as you get your, or you sign out and you get like your last papers and whatnot, let me know and I can get you an 8-ball of like the best Mexican Coke. And I was like, you know what? I believe that you can, but I don't want to.
I don't want to. Also, I'll never speak to you again.
Nah, he's a chill dude, though.
Okay. And his name was Stone
just, King. No, it wasn't him.
No, that's not. That can't be Stone King's drug of choice. He had no choice when his he was born.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you'd have to be stoned, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, see, people talk about, like, predestination, and sometimes I believe it, and sometimes I don't, and then you see something like Stone King, and you know you have to be a stoner. I'm sorry.
Right?
It's your destiny.
Didn't you tell me, like, he owns his own weed farm or something, or he works on one?
Oh, no, that was my buddy Brooks.
Oh, it's Brooks. Okay. Totally different.
Yeah. No, Stone King, he just buys.
Who's the one that went to Las Vegas with you?
That was Brooks.
That was Brooks, oh, okay. Yeah.
The yeah, troublemaker and of the group.
And Drew, I just want to say I'm sorry for disappearing on you two nights in a row. The first time was definitely intentional. The second, definitely not.
Yeah, I get it.
The second time, you were not in control of your bodily functions.
Wasn't the second time when you guys got like lost in the like the Paris parking structure somehow? You went to the bathroom, came out of the bathroom, went to go find a beer, which was literally a 50-yard straight line to the bar, and somehow you ended up on like the fourth level parking structure.
Yeah, no, dude, we spent 2 hours inside of that parking structure. We were so lost.
Oh my god, fuck? That must have been one hell of a parking structure, my man.
You know what? Looking back, it definitely wasn't. So I don't know what was going on.
We got to go to Vegas again, and you got to show me that parking structure just to see what it was all about.
Were you
drunk? Know, enough to keep myself happy.
Enough to spend 2 hours in the parking structure.
Yeah, no, it was great. No, but what happened is we made it to the
floor of the Mandalay.
No, we made it to the bottom of the parking structure, and then but there was no sidewalk to walk on. It just went right out into the road, and so if we walked out, we would have just been right into oncoming traffic. So we're just like, yeah, we're not going that way. So we tried walking back up again. Then we made it to the top, and then we went like halfway down and tried to go back the way we came, but something wasn't right. So we went back out into the parking structure.
Somehow the sign that says stairs probably didn't really click.
I don't think there was any.
Oh.
Or if there was, we were just really stupid.
What probably happened is you were looking at the stairs sign, but you weren't getting true double vision yet, but the images were just starting to separate from each other, and what looked like stairs just probably turned into some weird Japanese phrase you couldn't read.
I was looking at it, I was like, I can't fucking read, yeah. And then just moved on.
You look at it for a moment, you wonder how you got to Singapore, and then you try and find the next exit.
And this is the same, I think this was the same night that me and Brooks, we went up the fire escape at Mandalay Bay and made it all the way to the same floor that the shooting happened.
I didn't know you took the fire escape up there. I thought you just took the elevator.
No, we took the elevator up to like level 12, but you had to have a hotel key card to go up. And so we just sat in the elevator until somebody with a key card came and flashed it, and they went to level like 12 or something, and we just got off with them. And then we found the fire escape and just walked up like to level 32.
I bet you they have not opened that floor yet.
They haven't. There's no way to get up there other than the fire escape.
It's going
to
be just like the 9/11 files. They still haven't been released 19 years later. And
oh, yeah, they won't.
It's going to be even longer than that before they reopen that room. It's going to be a mystery for the rest of our lives.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Well, we should go back because it's like $50 to fly out there for my birthday.
Hell yeah. I would be game for that.
I have a child now.
That is make it a bit more. What is Vegas daycare like, do you think?
Probably sketchy.
They teach them how to pole dance.
Oh, God.
Baby pole dancing.
Here's my kid. I'll see you in 6 days.
6 days?
Would your child even recognize you after 6 days? That is a very good question.
He'd recognize you as a terrible parent.
Just, yeah, somebody has to sit out every day.
Yeah.
Or just we need a Trace big, can hang out bigger poolside for the week.
Oh, yeah.
What, Jared?
Oh, we need a bigger group if we're going to do that.
Yeah, we need enough people to have a different designated child watcher each day and not feel too bad about it.
There you go.
Okay.
I think we can pull it
off.
All
the pools are fairly shallow, so yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Go to Caesars and just chill.
Yeah. Hey, I got one question for you about the show Community. The reason I ask is because it's like on my Netflix paused right in front of me, which is why I keep thinking about it. Is Pierce actually dead?
No, not in real life. No, Chevy Chase is still kicking it.
No, I mean like in the show.
Where are you?
Oh, in the show, yes.
Okay, season 5, and he's like actually dead?
Yes.
After he gives everybody the obligatory jar of sperm?
Yep. He's okay. A dead guy.
That's how
guy.
He died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dehydrated from doing that.
Yep. So, sorry to disappoint, but yeah, he is officially dead. That is canon.
It's all right. I like the new professor, the grouchy old dude.
Yeah, get ready for that one.
The criminology professor.
But I'm telling you, if they ever get around to making the movie, because that's their whole campaign, 6 seasons in a movie, it sounds like Chevy is willing to do the movie, so they will probably bring him back in some classic death-faking ploy.
Or he'll be a hologram.
Oh, that's another possibility. He could just be a hologram the whole time. Shit.
Yeah, and now that Community's on Netflix, I feel like enough people are going to be like, hey, this show is fantastic. Where's our movie? That because I've been seeing it all over the place. People are like, hey, how come I've never heard of this until now it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's just going to be 5 years too late.
Yeah.
Well, it's like most TV shows that then get following after they've gone either online or on disc or those types of things is everybody clamors for, oh my gosh, we want this. But then when you make a movie, it not only has to appeal to that core audience, but also has to appeal to a general audience because the core audience is going to be enough to have the movie be profitable. That's the same problem that happened with Firefly and Serenity was Serenity got okay reviews and made okay money, but it didn't make nearly enough for the studio to say, yeah, let's keep doing this. But
because that was their
got enough
one
interest because of the fans.
Wasn't that their one chance at any possibility of there being a season 2?
Pretty much. I think if the movie was successful enough, they were willing to basically look at what their options were as far as either further movies or basically restarting the show. Because it had been, I think, like 5 or 6 years. I think Serenity was about 2006, and then Firefly ended in like 2001. Or 2000 or something like that.
That sounds a bit right. That sounds about right. That's a damn shame though that was their one shot. We're never gonna get it.
No, yeah, man. It didn't make enough money, and also I think there were some complaints of people that went to see the movie like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea who any of these characters are. Why do I care about them? Because you kind of had to go into the movie already kind of knowing about the characters and caring about them. And if you didn't watch the show, because not a lot of people watched the show, quite frankly, which is why it got canceled. It didn't get the best reviews of people who weren't fans of the show.
How about this? What if, let's see, I don't really have an example to compare this to, but what if they, it wouldn't be called Firefly, it wouldn't be called Serenity, but it would be a new show set in the same universe. It would probably be all new characters, but they would make occasional references to the original crew. Joss mm-hmm. Whedon would be involved most likely, but they probably wouldn't be able to get most of the original cast. Maybe like one or two guys for a cameo. I know Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, split them in between episodes.
Yeah, I know Nathan Fillion's willing to do cameos. I mean, he's in Community for Christ's sake. So I would.
Wait,
watch
is he
that.
Really? Where?
Yeah,
he'll come up. Just wait for it.
Oh, yes, but, I love that guy.
And if you wanted to, you could even make it more of like an anthology type series. You could have it basically be something like Tales from the Black or something like that. And each episode is just its own closed 40-minute story.
Shit.
You know, kind of like Ballad of Buster Scruggs was actually like 4 or 5 20-minute short movies just crammed into one. They're all just different stories from the West. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Do you think Hollywood is listening to our show yet? And if so, do you think they'll steal this idea?
Probably.
Now we got to get Joe Rogan to bring it up.
I don't think a space western has a huge appeal to a lot of people. I mean, although actually, that being said, The Mandalorian did really good, and that's basically spaghetti western in the Star Wars universe.
Mandalorian is going to pave the way for Firefly Season 2, guaranteed. Well, you can't call it Firefly Season 2. It's not going to happen.
It's a spiritual successor.
Yes. How about that? It'd probably be like Grasshopper or Tranquility, something along those lines. It's got to be an insect or an emotion.
But yeah, I mean, because then you can also just flesh out the universe and all that kind of stuff if you know you did some sort of various different stories or tales or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Renee, I just want to say we glossed over your idea of it having to be an insect or an emotion. I want to tell you that even though nobody laughed, that was hilarious.
It was good.
Yeah,
I heard that and I was like, that's phenomenal.
Cicada or melancholy.
Why not both?
Yeah, let's call it a monarch or ecstasy. No, you can't call a show ecstasy. That's gonna just take that.
That's gonna be some sort of like wannabe gritty crime show or something like that.
Yeah, it'd probably be for some. When I picture something like that, just titled ecstasy, I'm thinking. what year was like Bad Boys 2 released? Because I know ecstasy was a very
2004, I think.
This sounds about right. Yeah, I know that ecstasy was a very big component of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, that was the central plot. Yeah. Did you guys ever see the newest one?
They made a Bad Boys 3?
Yeah, Bad Boys for Life.
Oh yeah, and I never did watch it. Is it good?
I think it's out on disc now. So.
Did they spell it with a Z or?
I don't remember actually. Actually wasn't too bad.
I'm using a different computer, so none of my search engines are working the way I want it to.
No,
and also
it's
my
Bad Boys with an S and then For Life, the word for, not four, which they should have just done the number four just to confuse everybody.
Yeah, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Did Michael Bay direct?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. I think he was a producer, but that was it.
God, on the poster, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence look exactly the same. It's just like they've been cloned from 2004.
They've aged fairly well, considering Bad Boys 2 came out 16 years ago.
Something like that, yeah. I've never heard of this director.
Dude, when you put
in
it like
life.
That, it sounds crazy.
No, I haven't either.
Adil El Arbi. What the hell?
Yeah, there's like two of them.
If you click on his name in IMDb and look at his profile picture, he looks like a guy that's like begging you to fight him on the street, like just for street cred.
It's all fun and games till you lose.
It's true, yeah. Don't ever fight someone on the street. It's not worth your time and it's stupid.
Wait, which director are you looking at?
The director of...
There's the Moroccan guy, and then there's the Belgian guy.
I don't know. I'm looking at Adil El Arbi.
Yeah, the Belgian guy.
That's what a Belgian looks like?
I don't know. He was born in Belgium in 88. That's what Wikipedia is telling me.
Okay, that is not what I expected a Belgian guy to look like at all. And I'll tell you, and I bet you're wondering, what did you expect a Belgian guy to look like? Well, I'll tell you, it would be a guy, just a regular guy, but a waffle for a face, the end.
And very red eyes and little wooden shoes.
But the eyes are made out of strawberries because, again, his face is a waffle.
I was just assuming he came from the Netherlands and was super high. So,
oh, that's probably that they're right next to each other.
Because they're right next
door. Okay.
Yeah. And that's why he's wearing the wooden shoes.
The possibilities are endless.
My Europe geography is not very strong, but you give me a blank map of the United States, I'll fill all those goddamn names in.
Okay. Let's make it easy. Belgium is Germany's highway into France.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
At least
like
twice,
Belgium helps Germany invade France? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, Germany decides to use them as a fun little road trip into France.
Oh, okay. Just like, not even, they don't even have to work for it. They're just like, la la la, a fun trip through Belgium. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Yeah. Well, they send an envoy like a day ahead of the army. It's like, hey, can you like open the borders so we can go like kick France's ass or something? That'd be fun. And the Belgians like, no. And then Belgium gets kind of screwed both times.
Well, they were warned.
Yeah.
Just a quick mustard gassing and you're on your way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be wrong.
Did the waffles exist before or after World War II?
I don't think Belgian waffles came from Belgium, actually.
Oh, it's just you like the fortune cookie, isn't it?
I'm Googling when waffles were invented.
Oh, just waffles in general? Belgian okay.
Okay, yeah. I have a serious side. Oh, no, it is from Belgium. But Google classifies a Belgian waffle as a dessert.
It is.
Well, it's a dessert if you put ice cream on it, which I have done.
I guess.
1725.
Whoa, waffles are older than America.
And apparently there's multiple kinds. There's a Liege waffle. There's a Brussels waffle.
Ew.
Ew.
Not Brussels as in Brussels sprouts, but Brussels as in the capital.
Don't tell me that isn't exactly what you meant.
No. And we also have Flemish waffles.
That sounds too much like phlegm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Flemland.
I am learning more about waffles than I ever cared to know by looking at this Wikipedia article, but...
tell me something apparently, I would never expect to know about waffles.
I guess hot dog waffles are kind of a obvious
okay,
thing,
I want you to stop now. That's... Ugh, God. What the hell?
I'll never get that... I'll never get that out of my head, and I hate you for it.
So it's a hot dog, but the bun is a waffle. That's it, right?
No, think a corn dog, but instead of a outside that's all like cornmeal, it's a waffle.
Ew.
And it's often served with ketchup, mayo, or both.
I want to die.
And they use margarine instead of butter.
Jesus Christ.
That's specifically called out. Yeah, this is terrible. Thank the Thai for that.
The Thai? Really?
Apparently it originated in Thailand.
How did we not
I would have expected
that?
It came out of like Kansas or something.
Yeah, I would have, yeah, the Kansas State Fair, not Thailand.
Yeah. They also have, there's a Indonesian waffle that's made with tapioca flour, and which actually
Shut up right now.
I have no idea if I like tapioca. I'll give that one a try. The hot dog thing sounds like an abomination because coming from Thailand, consider this, their hot dogs are definitely not made out of the same shit as our hot dogs.
No.
It's going to be something way more horrifying that you never wanted to know.
Ooh, this sounds good. There's apparently a Vietnamese type of waffle called a pandan waffle, like panda with an N at the end. And they use pandan flavoring and coconut milk in the batter, which gives it kind of a greenish color.
Oh.
But it, then it turns brown on the outside, but it stays green and chewy in the middle.
That sounds almost like, well, this isn't a waffle, but what was it? It was just called an onion pancake, right? Mm-hmm. Or a green pancake?
What the fuck?
It's just like
a scallion pancake.
Scallion pancake. Okay, yeah. It's like potatoes. It's like a bunch of hash browns that have been mushed together with green onions, and then you just fry it like a pancake, and it's real crispy.
Hmm.
Is that?
Yeah, I just found a picture of one of those.
It sounds like
the
a
ones
hash brown.
With the pandan. Yeah, this waffle looks basically like if you took like the coloration of a Granny Smith apple, that green with a little bit of brown flecks throughout it, and then just made it a waffle.
That's really what the scallion pancake sounds like. But does it have like the holes in it like the classic waffle?
It looks like a waffle. It's round and it's got the grid pattern dimples.
Want one. It sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually really curious now.
So who wants to go to, wait, where was this one?
Cameo Cafe.
I believe it was, where was that one? Popular in Vietnam, so we gotta go to Vietnam.
Hmm. We'll
let's
go
just
to
call Grubhub, see if they deliver
from Vietnam. We'll go to Vietnam.
Let's be fair.
We'll say good morning to it, and then just eat the waffle and leave.
I would go to Vietnam in a group. I would not go alone.
And which part of Vietnam?
Not unless you have a sense of adventure.
Northern Vietnam is very pretty,
but isn't that the bad part?
It's all communist now.
Oh, it all is. Okay, oh. So the...
Oh, yeah, ever since 1975 when, you know, everybody left.
That's right.
Everyone's like, hey, good luck, man.
The war was for nothing.
Pretty much.
At least so we got sad. At least yeah, we got interesting sure waffles out of it, I guess.
Yeah. But another
hey, Drew.
Fun things with Belgians with food. Yeah.
I have a podcast that I think you would enjoy.
Okay.
What you it's made called your own the podcast?
Jock. What? Yeah, no, I'm outsourcing.
Nice.
I'm branching out, and then when I get big and rich, I'm going to not invite you guys.
Aww. After all we did for you?
I am the host now. Oh, anyways. But no, Drew, the Jocko podcast, he has a bunch of Vietnam veterans on there just telling their stories. But the podcast, it's number 180 and then number 181. They follows John Stryker Meyer. He was MACV SOG for 2 deployments in Vietnam. And that guy has some stories.
I can imagine.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Co-founder of MACV SOG.
What was the name of that again?
Pretty much, yeah, I think.
Jared, what was the name of that again? I'll write that down.
Jocko, J-O-C-K-O, just then podcast. Then it's numbers 180 and 181.
Okay.
I'm surprised he can count that high. Time. Jocko, I mean.
That was my fetus name.
Jocko?
Yeah.
Jocko.
That's what. So my grandma was like, what are you going to name the baby? And at the time, they thought I was a boy. What are you going to name him? And so they just said that they're going to name me Jocko to shut up family members.
Oh, I thought it was just they weren't sure if you were a boy or a girl, so they weren't sure if you're going to be Jacques or Jacqueline or Jackie or something like that. So they just picked some sort of something in the middle, Jocko.
Jocko, and that way you could French.
Replace the vowel with something else.
That would almost be better, but I don't know if it actually would be.
No, they're just dicking the family around.
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid. He doesn't love to do that from time to time.
Got to keep him guessing.
That's what I would do.
You got to keep him guessing while the fetus is still germinating. I feel like that's what happened with my name.
Germinating?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay.
Don't they?
Yeah, this is biology.
I'll take your word from it from experience.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Don't tell me you never called it that.
No, I called it biological 3D printing.
Gestating?
Gestating's good. I like gestating.
It's probably a little more accurate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't call it a metamorphosis.
I mean, that's why it's called gestational age.
Yeah, that's true. You can't call it a metamorphosis either because it's not a caterpillar. It's a baby.
Yeah, and it always was a baby. It's just becoming a bigger baby.
You could call puberty metamorphosis.
Kind of,
yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it is, though. It's a terrible transformation process, but you come out better on the other side, usually.
It's kind of...
Yeah, I would say usually.
It's a pretty lame transformation process, too, because like, you don't like explode into something awesome like a butterfly does. You just like you get taller, you get kind of a shittier face with a bunch of holes in it, and maybe you can run faster. And what else do you get? I got the real short end of the stick on that one. I got no other pluses.
That's about it. Did you get taller?
Barely. But and I did not. Are you still doing the mustache thing? You tried to encourage us to do that a while ago, and I got to tell you, I did not even attempt to participate. I've been shaving it off every day.
I had a mustache for about 2 days, and then I had to go out in public, and I got scared, so I shaved it.
Pussy. No, you should have kept it. Come on.
Yeah, I'm really not that committed to the cause.
Corona stash.
My corona stash.
You can't
stash.
Scare children anymore, trust me.
Hey, fuck you.
What did you get scared of? Like people like crossing the street to not walk by you on the sidewalk?
No, just being in public with a mustache.
the world wasn't ready for it, is what you're saying.
No, I wasn't ready for the world with a mustache.
Oh, man. You'll get
the world looks at you differently when you have a mustache.
He was afraid to get jumped by too many admirers.
You gotta go. Well, if you don't think full mustache is gonna work for you, you should just go full beard goatee head combo.
So just what I've been doing.
Is that what you've been doing? Oh, okay. Well, then you're
three just steps don't ahead shave and don't get a haircut.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I don't think anybody's really getting haircuts right now, but
Which, yeah, or at least not very good ones.
Yeah, if you are getting a haircut, you either be doing it yourself or you gotta go get a fine or something, because obviously you're violating the quarantine rules. You're getting black market haircuts.
Black market haircuts.
Sense that we didn't think would be a thing in 2020.
Does anybody want to start a black market haircut business? No one else is doing it. I think we're the first to think of it.
Can anybody here actually cut hair?
I know a person.
Oh, I can cut it, but not good.
I know somebody who used to do it professionally, so.
Oh, who's that?
I can rope him in. Friend of Teresa's.
Okay.
She cut Teresa's hair shorter, so.
All right, you don't say their name, because we need complete anonymity. Yeah, words. We can't have this traced back to us, so we can't know any names, can't see any faces, that whole thing.
Yeah, we'll have to get a couple burner phones, so.
Ooh, can we even still do... Our phone... The mall is probably fucking closed. You can't just go to a kiosk and pick up
a
phone
Therese
for cash.
Wait, got a haircut?
Right after shortly after Henry was
born.
Oh,
that one. Yeah, it looked... That I liked that haircut.
Yeah, it actually turned out really good.
I thought you meant more recently, like during the quarantine.
No. No, none of us gotten haircuts, and I really need one. Hair's getting really long.
Send us a picture of your shaggy hair.
I mean, it's not that long. It's just long by my standards.
Gotcha.
Shaggy hair, Drew.
Shaggy hair, Drew.
Yeah, dude, you got to join me on this. I ain't cutting it.
Are you going back to your original driver's license hair?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah, but I'm going to style it more properly. It's not going to be hanging over my eyebrows.
Okay. You got to go like full, like Fabio.
Yeah. But a bit more
there you go.
Curlier is my aim.
Okay. So David Hasselhoff in Knight Rider.
Yes. Yeah. Well, probably a bit longer than Hasselhoff, but yeah, dude, basically that.
Okay. I'm down. I'm interested to see
that. No mustache required.
Yeah. I mean, when you come out of it, then you go out and get like Jerry curls and the long mane.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't want to like have to go get a fucking perm or anything like that. I'll find my own secret way to do it. It's gonna involve like going outside when the moon is full and whispering my wishes into a toadstool.
Renee, your hair is still pretty long on top, right? What are the odds you can get it curled?
Pretty high.
You should get a perm.
Kirsty, curl his hair.
I could braid
curl
it.
His hair.
I could braid it, and then it would look wavy.
No, I want
curls.
Or you curls.
Plan on looking like
curling
like Don
iron
Johnson
curls.
And Miami Vice.
I don't have a curling iron.
Almost mullet.
Oh, never mind.
Our whole house has curly hair, so we don't have a curling iron.
It was never necessary.
We don't want it.
We don't need it.
No, it could easily turn into like the mullet style too, but it's at that weird in between stage of like I can't slick the whole thing back, but the top is like super long. It's just it's at a weird point. There's nothing I can concretely do with it yet. I gotta wait a couple more months, I think, and fully expect this thing to go until like July. Are you guys prepared for that?
Probably.
No.
I expect things will start opening up and then everybody will realize what a stupid idea it was because they opened it too early and then everything will go back in. And yeah,
I just want sushi.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a month.
That's all I want.
I just want my dang shoulder surgery is what I want.
Sushi.
Yeah, they...
I mean, you don't have to go to a doctor for that, Jared. You could probably find the guy.
Yeah, we can do it.
Probably call a guy who knows a guy.
I know a guy. It's me. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can just build an X-ray machine out of an old cathode ray tube and some Kodak film. And then we'll just take pictures as we cut into the skin and we'll just, by process of elimination, find the extra bone and shave it off.
I'll even let you keep it.
You're hired. I got $40 and a pack of Tic Tacs.
Perfect.
So what do you need then? Do you need like some bones like shaved down? Because I got like a Dremel. We can just start like grinding
bring it
bones.
Over.
Yeah, no, I need a chunk of my collarbone removed, and then I need you to go in and see if my labrum tendon is torn.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Wait, what flavor?
I'll see if it's torn, and I won't do anything if it is.
It's a mixed variety.
We'll stitch it together.
Jared, what flavor Tic Tacs? Right.
It's one of those variety packs.
What flavor do you want the floss to be that I stitch you up with?
Yeah.
Preferably not flavored, because the last thing I want is minty inside of my wound.
Okay.
But they need to be so fresh.
Can you imagine a cinnamon sutured wound?
Oh.
That would be a bad time.
I think mint would be pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I don't know which one would be worse. Probably, I think mint possibly could be. But cinnamon suture just sounds funnier.
No, yeah. Cinnamon sounds terrible. I would rather take minty.
You ever had Big Red chewing gum?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to love that.
I used to do this thing when I was a kid where I'm like a spice wimp, but when I was a kid, I would try and build up my immunity a little bit because I wanted to be like the champ of it or something.
You want to be cool.
Yeah, I wanted to be awesome. So I would take Big Red chewing gum and I would chew it up a bunch and I would try to hold it. I would squish it on my tongue and see how long I could hold it there before it would become unbearable and I would have to start chewing the gum again. I could never go for more than a minute at a time.
I don't think cinnamon has any capsaicin, which is completely different than what makes spicy food spicy.
Oh, I'm not saying that my logic was sound at all. It was completely
okay, fair
flawed.
Enough. Okay.
And it may have even, there is also the chance that me doing that completely ruined my chances of building up any serious immunity to any spices in the future.
Probably.
Because I just read cinnamon spice. Huh, that's not what fucking spice means, you dumbass 7-year-old.
Well, it is a spice, yes, but
not as I know it today. Like if I was right. able to talk to my 7-year-old self, I'd be like, okay, so this internet thing gonna be big. Hop on that. Also, number two, these are the different kinds of spices. Sort your shit out.
Those
okay?
are the two things.
Yeah, the big two.
Spices are like radiation. There's a bunch of different kinds. Some of them hurt more than others.
Yeah, cinnamon 235.
You're going to find somebody that likes you weird. Keep it going.
Wait, is that you?
She may or may not murder you for your money. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep, that's it. That's the plan. Damn it, Drew. You weren't supposed to tell anyone.
I mean, he has to get rich first, so this has to take off.
Yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to tell anyone. Now you're out of the will.
This is the long con.
It means I'll just have to beat you to it.
Okay. You start your own show? I'd like to see that. I'd listen.
No, I meant killing you to steal the money.
Oh, but... fuck. Man.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And episode 413 was the last episode he ever made. He was murdered the next week.
Wait, is this the one that's going to make us big?
And then someone else has to pick up the show and turn it into a murder mystery thing where you solve the host's death.
Nice.
Okay.
That should be a board.
That host is going to have the most nerve-wracking job.
Yeah. Jared, I choose you.
Yeah, every...
Hey.
Okay, Jared doesn't
Or it's like
want...
a seasonal thing.
I decline.
Like, there's a season of a certain number of episodes, and at the end of it, the host is died, killed by somebody, and, you know, everybody has to figure it out by the time of the next season.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'd have to establish seasons for this show. Where would we even divide those lines?
I have no idea. Take, like, a month break and call it a season break. That's how some podcasts do it.
Boy, must be nice.
Right? Well, then again, they're also more narrative driven, so they take time to actually like write and record and do audio editing and all that kind of stuff. So.
Hang on a moment. Are you saying we aren't driven by a narrative? Because I beg to differ.
I'm saying we don't have a script and a plot.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we don't have a narrative, which is being goofy sons of bitches.
I mean, that works.
Our narrative is that we have none.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Isn't that a...
The show about nothing, Jerry.
Isn't that how Seinfeld did it?
Yes, and then it went super meta in that season where they basically tried to sell a show about nothing to NBC on a show about nothing on NBC.
I read something the other day that I thought Jerry didn't he doesn't necessarily like it when people call the show Seinfeld the show about nothing. I think people latched onto that, but it was originally just supposed to be a show about how a comedian gets his material.
Well, and also it was supposed to be basically where there wasn't some like moralistic message at the end of the episodes or season. There was not supposed to be any mass character growth or arcs or those, all the different tropes of sitcoms. You know, there's no platonic family element. I mean, it's just a bunch of friends doing things. That's it. That's the show.
Damn, that really is our show.
Yeah. You ain't wrong.
Did they throw it up on Netflix recently, or they bought it or something?
It's on Hulu, I believe.
Ah, Hulu. Okay.
So, yeah, Disney owns it now, I think.
Wait, Disney owns... Motherfucker. Next thing I know, you're going to tell me that Disney owns, like, Papa John's pizza and the shoes on my feet, and I'm not even going to be that surprised.
Not yet. Not yet.
God.
Unless they're, like, some sort of, like, partnered shoes or something like that. Like, some sort of, like, Mickey Mouse Nikes or something. Or... Lion King slippers.
I don't know. If I kind of squint at the soles of my feet, I guess you could see a Mickey Mouse, but I don't know if that's enough for a copyright claim.
Knowing Jared, he's probably wrapped in like a like frozen blanket or something. So,
Jared, is that what's happening
now?
No,
I'm not. No. And I definitely did not already watch Frozen 2 as soon as it came onto Disney Plus.
Have you only watched it once?
Yes.
That extended silence means you're definitely in the double digits phase.
Didn't you see Frozen, the original Frozen, like a dozen times or something ridiculous? Like that?
Six.
Okay.
I saw Zootopia 17 times.
Okay.
Motherfuck.
Were all those in
theaters? Zootopia's really good, man.
Some of those on streaming.
I mean,
and I also bought Zootopia when it came out on Blu-ray the day it came out. I really like Zootopia. Leave me alone. I'm not a furry.
I was gonna say, are you secretly trying to tell us something, Jared?
No.
How much of your paycheck are you setting aside for your own full size fursuit?
You got a
not
budget.
Much. Trust me.
But
trust
it's not
me, guys.
A zero.
If I was a furry, I would let you know. That's a lie. I definitely wouldn't, but I'm not.
Good,
so just take my word for it.
Yeah,
never let us know.
Never tell us. Live in shame forever.
Please never tell us.
Yeah. My friend group can't get much smaller, so I don't want you to tell us.
We can't let it shrink, dicks. Man. Let's.
We need you in all of your obscure weirdness. Oh, hey, did I tell you guys my latest thing?
No.
I doubt it.
I just found a website for $50. I can get a life-size cardboard cutout of me.
$50?
That seems a bit overpriced.
$50.
What would you do with it?
Hide it in people's houses.
Oh, that's a good place to start, yeah.
Yeah, first place it's going is behind the shower curtain. But I want it to be enough that you can see my silhouette through the shower curtain so people freak out when they finally rip the thing open. It's just a cardboard cutout of me. And I'm going to name him Gerald.
No, you can only name it Gerald if you, like, cut out the eye holes to make it a little bit more creepier.
No,
Jared,
no.
Jared, you can put it in, like, faster seat of your car and use the carpool lane. Just two of you.
There's a lot of things I could do. We'll brainstorm this next time.
Yeah, please. I strongly consider purchasing that cutout, but we'll see if we can find a cheaper option first. How about that? Because 50 cents seems a bit high. Go ahead and like us.
It doesn't make a bit much.
Yeah, go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not watching to a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Oh, and Spotify too. I'm always going to forget that fucking thing. Closing statements around the internet?
Wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. Who goes first? Kirstie goes first. I nominate Jared is next.
Yeah, I got nothing. Sorry.
That's fine.
Jared, if you get a cardboard cutout of yourself, don't do weird things with it.
Don't tell me what to do because it's mine.
All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.